Hello everyone, I'm Thomas de Bock, better known as Tom KL on the new Grand Prix Rejects forum, where I'm told I'm also a moderator. This is a short voice recording for the purpose of a potential future community podcast, and since this is a Formula One website, I might as well talk about F1 for a bit. A few news stories have been hitting the headlines these past few days, such as Fernando Alonso waking up in 1995 and subsequently missing the Australian Grand Prix, and being replaced by Kevin Magnussen. Or Manor Grand Prix passing their crash tests and likely returning from the dead, adding another link with Lazarus, aside from Rodolfo Gonzalez. No, Gonzalez did not drive for Team Lazarus, but he was from Venezuela, same country as Giancarlo Serinelli, who did drive for them. Conspiracy theorists, you know what to do. But none of this is the big news in Formula One. Indeed, the news that everyone is talking about is Guido Vandergaarde doing what he does best and suing Sauber for a drive in F1. This appears to be becoming a ritual for the Dutchman, who attempted this novel method of securing a drive last season with varying degrees of success. This year, though, according to a Dutch newspaper, he has another weapon, as he's threatening to turn up in Melbourne with a police escort to force Sauber to let him drive. If he doesn't succeed, I presume he'll try again next year. And after Earth has been destroyed and mankind has been wiped out, Guido Vandergaarde will still be there, suing Sauber for a drive.